Revelation chapter 12, from verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him. How? The blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimonies. I know strongly that exploits in the kingdom is never attained except through words. But they are not just mere words. Anybody can speak. They are words that are backed by the covenant of the blood of Jesus. And so every victory is defined in these coordinates, the blood of Jesus and the word you speak. The blood of Jesus and the word you speak. Your confidence in the blood will determine or affect your expectations of the covenant. And it is what you expect that you get. Glory be to God in the highest. I hear people say it is the truth. If I'm going from here to Maryland, or I'm going from here to Swiss Association, and if I'm looking for Grace Springs Bible College, if that's the reason I'm setting out, do you know that I will see many things and I will never take note of them? I will see many things, but they won't be important to me. They are not my priority. They are not what I'm setting out to see. As soon as I see Grace Springs, I say, yes, I found it. So if you stop me or wake me up in my sleep, say, did you find Grace Springs? I say, yes, next to Swiss Sensation. Because that was what I set out to see. The question is this: what have you set out to see? Remember, Jesus was talking about you. He said, what are we going to do with this to see? In other words, don't you think that assignment is accomplished? Are you shaking by the wind? What are you? No. All these things happen in the wilderness. But see, the reason you went there, you fully accomplished. He said, amongst all born of women, none. It's like John the Baptist. A man with unusual focus. When he comes out, he's never distracted. He goes for where he's there and he gets it. So we have a lot of Johns here. Or the John-like, in the name of Jesus. Is somebody here with me today? So why am I saying this? What are you in Christ for? Why are you in church today, by the way? If you don't have anything to see, if you are not expecting anything, why are you? Why do you torture yourself going from church to church? Going from day to day to church, or going from church to church, which you don't have to do really. You find the place where you worship. You can sometimes attend some special programs, but you have a church. Hello. So what are you doing? What are you expecting? In all the places you worship and fellowship, what do you expect to see? What do you expect to get? Because if you don't expect anything, you don't get anything. I expect something out of this service today. You say what? More like Jesus. I expect more boldness. Increased unction. I want to see Jesus more than I see him. I want people to see him and hear him when I present him to them. That's what I want to see. And every service that I expected, I want more of this to happen. Because when that happens, signs and wonders cannot be stopped. Miracles cannot. Testimonies will keep coming. As long as Jesus remains the center. That's why I'm certain that no one hearing me today, whether you are present here or through the internet or any way you hear it or through the media, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who himself saved me and called me and sent me to talk to you today, you will move from where you are. I say in the name of Jesus, you will move. I don't care how big your inertia may be. In the name of Jesus, you will take a step forward. In the name of Jesus. So I expect something. I expect something. It's what you expect to get. As a matter of fact, living life with expectation is dead. It's tending towards the grave. So they overcame him how? And the word of the testimony. So your testimony will always define your expectation. And your testimony will always point to what your expectation in the blood of Jesus has done. We give him praise. We give him honor. We worship him. Before the sun sets today, you can come out with many miracles. In the name of Jesus. You say, how? If you understand this and you believe it to be the word of God. I heard it clearly. In the name of Jesus. Is anybody hearing me? Did I say in Taiwo's name? Did I say in Odukoya's name? Did I say in Fountain's name? In the name of Jesus. I feel the fire. Let me say it again. I said, no matter the Goliath before you, before sunset. In the name of Jesus, the earth will swallow him up. It's happened before in the Bible. The earth opened and people were swallowed up. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And when Goliath tried it with David, of course, it became history. I say some things are becoming history today. Someone shouts, in the name of Jesus. 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 Come on, say it like you mean it. Come on, say it like you mean it. In the name of Jesus. Say it like you mean it. In the name of Jesus. Say it like you mean it. In the name of Jesus. By the word of their testimonies and the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. We are only just, permit me, we are only just being foolish. Foolish enough to just take the word at what he says. We don't want to begin to be intellectual towards God. Let's just take what he says and ask for grace to do the what he wants us to do. Woo, I sense fire in this house. I give God all the glory. You know, he's assuring me. He said, I told you the time of restoration has come. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God of the highest. So we can see that everything is based on the blood. Hebrews chapter 10. The blood of Jesus. I read verses 19 and 20. Having therefore, brethren, bold. Everybody say boldness. To enter into the holiest. How? Come on, say it again. Say it again. Say it again. You see, what the blood of Jesus does is that it gives you the kind of confidence that you can't get anywhere. And it says to enter into the holiest. No creature will dare. They will die from a distance. Go and read the Old Testament. But the blood of Jesus gives you access and boldness. Then can I say quickly, I don't know where you have been tortured in your life or what has been denied you for a long time. Because of the blood of Jesus, there is no more denier. Let me say it again. There is nowhere, as long as it is created by God, that the blood cannot penetrate. And that the blood has not already penetrated. And you are redeemed by the blood. Translated. That is what means that you were somewhere, he moved you to another place. Where has he moved you to? A place of completion in Christ Jesus. And so the boldness to enter into the Holy of Holies is yours. The access is yours. You cannot be denied by anything created in the name of Jesus. The truth is that I will not even desire what God doesn't want me to desire. Why should I begin to covet what the devil has? That's not our portion in Jesus' name. But everything the blood of Jesus has wrought for you, and where you have been denied, I command, I say, lift up your heads, O ye gates, in the name of Jesus, and let the covenant children of God know that you have boldness with access. So begin to get in there and take what is yours in the name of Jesus. Are you hearing me? In the old, say, on Mount Zion, there shall be what? And there shall be what? Holiness. And what? The children of God will do what? Possess their what? Possession. You have a possession in Christ Jesus. I say from today, make up your mind. No devil is cheating me out of my divine possession. Not what Christ has paid the price for by his blood. I say everything that is mine, I take in the name of Jesus. Healing is mine. Deliverance is mine. Protection is mine. By the blood of Jesus. And so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, can you see that one of the reasons for where we are today is just one, ignorance, two, laziness. If they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimonies, you want to begin to check your testimonies. What are you saying? And here it says, having therefore brethren, that's Hebrews 10, 19 and 20, having therefore brethren boldness, what? Boldness in Jesus, boldness is mine. The blood of Jesus, boldness is mine. I don't care what has been denied me so far, but boldness is mine. I'm accessing it in the name of Jesus. Oh, I know something just happened to somebody. True. See, it takes boldness a lot of times, not sometimes. It's done, but it takes boldness of access. It does. Literally, the Bible, you see, they speak boldly. They speak boldly. They speak boldly. And Paul said, please pray that God will give me, the grace to speak boldly, to communicate the word boldly, 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 boldly. And he spoke boldly and boldly, boldly. And it's only when they hear boldly, boldly that things happen. And so I'm confident in the name of Jesus. The path you've never walked before. You have always wanted to, but you never walked before. You are walking it this year in the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. The part of glory, the part of blessings, the part of anointing, the part of grace. Hallelujah. You are walking it in the name of Jesus. All the things that made you ordinary and made you look like you are not who you are, made you a little look useless. No, no, no. From today, everything of fears and every ugly thing, fear, delay, stagnation, everything of the devil, I said to let them be consumed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Out of your system in the name of Jesus. You are royalty. Created with dignity. For dignity. Or dignified purposes. No, in the name, from today, in the name of Jesus, you will not be misunderstood. No. Glory be to God in the highest. I say, God is restoring honor to his house. You are a candidate of his honor. You are not just a candidate. You are a child of honor. You are a vessel of honor. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God in the highest. You see, this blood of Jesus did a lot for us. A lot. You can't build your life on the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus and be a failure. Impossible. Even if your forefather was a failure, and your forefather was a failure, and your forefather was a failure, and your grandfather was a failure, and your father was a failure, build your life on Jesus' blood and his righteousness, there will be a restoration of grace. In the name of Jesus. You will return with testimonies. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus will fight for you. You will hold your peace. I say you will return with testimonies. Constantly. In the name of Jesus. I say areas that you have been barred from all your life, you will walk through. In the name of Jesus. Father, we worship.